You're listening to Morning Edition here on WGBH. This morning we begin what we hope will become a regular segment where we'll get a global perspective from our colleagues at The World, which is produced right here in Boston at WGBH just down the hall. Well, much attention has been paid this week and especially today, marking the 10th anniversary of Americans' involvement in Afghanistan. And joining us now is The World's London correspondent, Laura Lynch, who on Monday returned from Afghanistan and who has covered the region for years. Laura joins us from London this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Laura, hundreds of people marched through the streets of Afghanistan's capital yesterday demanding that the U.S. and other international forces leave. This is the way they're marking the 10th year anniversary. What does that say about what effect our presence has had in Afghanistan?
Well, of course, there are people in the country who do not like the presence of foreign troops, who have memories of times when American troops and others have done airstrikes in the country and have killed civilians in the course of doing that. And so, of course, there's resentment and people who feel as though this is an occupation. But there are others who very much appreciate the presence of American troops, who have seen it as a liberation for their country and have seen Americans pave the way for trying to make some reforms in the country and some change in the country. So it's really no surprise that there would be a level of anti-Americanism in the country, given that this war has gone on for 10 years. But I don't think it reflects the complexity of the situation on the ground.
How would you say the scene in Afghanistan has changed since you first began covering the war?
Well, the last time I was in the country was in 2007, and I noticed quite a bit of change from that time. In Kabul in 2007, the situation was relatively secure. You could walk the streets quite easily without tremendous fear of either kidnapping or of suicide bombings. This time around, I've got to tell you, I saw so many more blast walls around buildings. I met people who talked all the time about their fear of a suicide attack coming their way, and children too. Children who talk openly about the risk of suicide attack, a way you wouldn't expect a child to be talking. And even in the compound where I was staying, they were building a safe room, which gives you the sense that the security situation within Kabul itself has deteriorated, and that is certainly reflected in some other parts of the country as well, as the war has shifted to really what amounts to a counterinsurgency campaign with all of the unpredictability and violence that comes with it.
Well, with U.S. troops now starting to be withdrawn and presumably out of the country in a couple of years, what will the impact be?
Well, talk to some Afghans about what the impact will be, and they're very, very worried that it will bring instability back to their country, that there is not even close to being a secure and lasting peace. And for others, it also means an end to what really has been an economic boom for Afghanistan. Believe it or not, 97% of the country's economy comes from spending tied to the foreign military or to NGOs. So when that leaves, the economy, as the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee warned, could fall into a severe depression. You're already starting to see the effects of that in some areas, such as housing, not being able to rent or sell houses in the city, business falling off for local businessmen. So these are the kinds of concerns that people in Afghanistan have about the drawdown, about the fact that there are going to be fewer and fewer NGOs, and that once that disappears, there's going to be less security, and there's not going to be much of an economy for people to rely on. All that may be left are the illicit industries, drugs and smuggling.
Now, with the withdrawal of troops, what is there to keep terrorists from reestablishing and growing their bases in Afghanistan?
Well, considering that may have been the original goal of why the United States went into Afghanistan in the first place, it's an interesting question, and I'd have to say that the answer to it really lies across the border in Pakistan. And I think that's why you're seeing so much more of the United States' focus now being on Pakistan, because there are various Taliban networks that are feeding suicide bombers and attackers into Afghanistan from right along the very restive, troubled border there, including what is now becoming the infamous Haqqani network, which seems to be a real crime family almost, that not only stages these kinds of attacks, but also orchestrates kidnappings and other kinds of activities. Now, They say they're doing this because they want, it's said that they're doing this because they're trying to get a hand in any kind of talks that are going on toward a final settlement, some kind of a peace proposal that might be made. But the United States feels that Pakistan is key to trying to get this network and other networks under control so that they can stop feeding those attackers, those suicide bombers, those terrorists into Afghanistan.
So it seems like we will still need some kind of presence, at least along that border.
Well, if you listen to American military officers who are in Afghanistan right now, they have been saying that 2014 means there will be a drawdown in troops, but that will not be the end of the U.S. military presence in the country, that you will have soldiers in the country for years to come, and that some of those will be fighting forces. And they're keen to put the message out that America is not going to leave Afghanistan. What it's going to look like, nobody is certain. There's still negotiations to be had about whether Americans will have permanent military bases and just what the presence is going to be. But the United States military says it will be in Afghanistan past 2014.
Laura, do you get a sense in Afghanistan that U.S. troops are withdrawing from a war that we've realized we can't win, much like the Soviets years ago?
Well, if you speak to the military, they would deny that's the case. They talk about the gains that they've made and the progress that they've made in training the Afghan military to take care of themselves and to build up a very secure country. But I don't think it would come as a surprise to anyone, given the fact that there still is so much insecurity in the country, and that, as you say, previous experience with the Soviets and with the English before them, going back years and years and years, has said you can go into Afghanistan and you might have a great military triumph at the outset, but you try and settle that country down and have a centralized government and try to deal with these local tribal interests, and you will fail and you will have to leave. And that's happened time and time again. It may well be that the Americans are learning that same lesson.
Well, thank you so much. We've been talking to Laura Lynch, who's the world's correspondent in London. I want to thank you, Laura, for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
And a reminder that The World, which is produced right here at WGBH, can be heard at 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. every day.